Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, so we are on for our final episode talking about Orange County for this season. Two T's in a pod and a C. We are so grateful to have you, Cynthia, and all of your hot takes. All right, so we're going to go through these best moments, best slash worst moments for some, but it starts off where Shannon says on camera, John was ready to take the next step, but dumped her after filming ended. Emily says that Shannon shares things with people she's on a show with, then acts like she doesn't understand how the show works. Do we agree with Emily? And that if you're on a reality show, everything is fair game if it's shared between the cast?
I think if you choose to be on the show, you know, everything is fair game. Like, for the most part, the only time I will say you're crossing the line is anything with kids. Anything with kids is kind of like
crossing the line. Yeah. I mean, I would have to agree with you and say, like, if you're on a show, I know personally, if I'm going to tell Emily, Gina, Heather, anybody, anything, there is a chance it's going to be brought up later on the show. Now, it's true. You have alliances with certain people on the show.
Hold on, I can't take the word alliances.
You have friendships with certain people on the show, and maybe you don't repeat certain things. Like, if I have a friendship with Shannon, and sometimes we talk and we don't talk about the show. It has nothing to do with the show. And, you know, if I'm going and telling this to somebody that's not necessarily my good friend on the show, I got to believe
you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah,
right?
I got to believe it's going to come back and hit me in the face.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's just smart. Don't put anything in writing. Don't say anything you don't want repeated.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope, especially when you're actually on a show with someone, because, you know, there's certain things that if it plays out and it's just the truth of what's happening, it's hard to be like, no, that didn't happen. And then they show a flashback of it happening. So I've gone through great lengths to try to protect my friendships on the show as much as I could. And then when I couldn't, it's kind of like, all right, well, I'm going to sit this one out because I can't protect you. But I like there's things that have happened on and off the show in some of my relationships that I would literally take to the grave. Like no matter what they say about
me. Yeah, me too.
Will not do it because that's just the kind of friend I am.
But then,
off the show, that's just me.
But then, once it is exposed, it is up to that current housewife to then own up to those things versus blame everybody else for those things happening. Because clearly,
and that's what I dealt with this year. As soon as it was brought up, and I put my 2 cents in, I'm getting blamed. This is a lie. You're lying. No, I'm not lying.
I mean, I felt like the sad part for this was, and I'm not saying I would be any different, but do you think that John enjoyed being on the show when everything was great for him and he was getting that good, everybody was loving him?
Right. Well, let me ask you this question. Don't most people enjoy being on the show? Don't most people that have never been on TV and all of a sudden you're on TV and everybody's praising you and you're getting special treatment and, you know, getting reservations wherever you want? Yeah, I think most people love being on that show.
I agree. As long as it's all good, it's a great experience for them. It's only when the red dot is on their head.
But then when things flip and then everybody sees you for who you are and hates you, then it's not so fun to be on this show.
Yeah. I mean, what I do appreciate about John is he doesn't seem to be like one that's going on social media, commenting, doing all the things. And that's similar to like Shane. When Shane had his bad episode, like his bad season, when him and Emily first came on, Shane wasn't going on and trying to fight like a fight. Like he knew he came on as, you know, a side.
And nor was Shane. Nora Shane, I can't stand when the guys get on there on social media and try to defend themselves like little bitches. I just can't stand it.
I never got the impression that
John was over there like, and fighting for scenes. It literally seemed like every time he popped up on the screen, it was probably like, oh my God. Like, it just didn't feel like he ever really wanted to shoot.
Do you think
he was trying to protect Shannon? Do you think
he
was telling her, I want to marry you, and leading her on and doing those things because he didn't want to hurt her on television?
Do you know how many times
after?
Do you know how many times my husband has said things on camera when you get put on the spot that I'm like, what do you talk afterwards? Why would you even say that? And he's like, I didn't know what to say. Like, I didn't know what to say.
Edwin said the worst thing ever to me on camera, still to this day, this worst thing he's ever said to me in the history of our relationship. He said it to me on my first season and it was never shown. And still to this day, I thank my lucky stars because men go in, they clamp up, and then they say stupid shit that in real life you can laugh off or say, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. But I think most men can't think 10 steps ahead. And when you're on the show, you have to. If I say this, like, am I going to get like a flashback of me doing that? You know what I mean? Like, so like Eddie doesn't think, he just, well, whatever. He says whatever he wants to say. And sometimes I look at him like, why would you say that?
I think the women on the show are just a little bit more aware of how the smallest thing can turn into a big thing. So we're like, I don't see like self-edit. But we're not stupid after like a couple of seasons. Like there's nothing like first season where you're like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah. I will say Eddie got to know John a little bit while we were filming. And I asked him, I said, do you feel like he just wants camera time? He goes, no, not at all. I don't get that impression from him.
Look, I'm just going to say it. The man just don't seem like he's as in love with Shannon as Shannon is with him. That's just what I'm saying. I'm just saying two great people that just don't work together.
Well, it seems like they have a very toxic relationship, and you throw alcohol and you throw TV cameras in front of it, and it's not going to end well.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. What about, to me, this was a really big red flag. And listen, every time I've ever been around Shannon, I have absolutely loved her. She has been nothing but kind and mm-hmm. funny and she doesn't take herself too seriously, all of these things. But when she started making the proclamations on this second episode where I'm just going to be Shannon Storm's Bador and I'm doing this show, but I've shown more than everybody else and I did this and I did that, I wonder, like, is she doing this because she's feeling so down in this moment that she's just going to throw out anything she can? Or like, why was that happening?
I disagreed when she did that and said, I did this. We've all done a lot of things. I've been on the show for 13 years. And I've gone through a lot. Gina's gone through a lot. A lot of us have gone through a lot on the show. So she's not doing any better than anybody else.
I agree. When I saw that, I was like, I've literally given the blood out of my veins to Atlanta. Okay.
Right.
Two marriages, two divorces. My child came out, flew it on the show. Like anything that was really happening in my life, I gave it to mm-hmm. the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I did it because I signed up to be on the show.
Right.
So yeah. You don't get like an extra point for actually showing your reality. And I think, you know, some things are harder to show than others, like 100%. And that's it really is good TV when it actually is painful to actually show it or go through it. But we've all done that. And that's what a reality star is. You bring the reality to the show.
I also have a real issue with people talking about themselves in the third person. I don't know why it makes me feel a certain way, but I'm like, please, please don't do that. And also, I can't help myself. I don't call her Shannon Storm's Bador. I don't. I just call her Shannon.
Do you call him John Jansen?
John Jansen. I do call him John Jansen. I do.
Yeah.
But the next part that left me feeling a little bit confused. Is it not only does she keep breaking the fourth wall and saying, you know, this is a television show and blah, 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 and I've given this. I was like, this is kind of a kiss of death when you start saying those things and then they're actually airing it. But then when she boldface said she doesn't like Gina, I know there are moments where I'm like, this person isn't my favorite, or we're probably not friends, or we're not that close. But has there ever been a person to either of you guys that you have said that about on a show, or that you feel that way to this day, where you could just, because even my biggest issue when I was on Beverly Hills, the person who everyone knows, it's,
yeah,
I still wouldn't say, I just don't like you. I would say, like, we have issues.
You're not my type of girl. That's all, right, you have to say.
There's a way to say it, for sure. But, you know, what I learned early on being on Atlanta was there is some comfort in knowing if you just really don't like me, because that way I can just navigate around you. If you just put it out there and that's what it is, then it's easy to go against you. It's easy to hold you to the fire. Tell me, like, it's actually a blessing to be like, okay, so we're going to be enemies on the show. So this is clear, because the relationships get super confusing sometimes when you're on a show together. It really, really does. So if you're just going to declare yourself and put it out there that you don't like me, then okay, if you don't like me and I don't feel like I've really done anything where I can't at least get a chance for us to try to work on a relationship, all right, let's go. If you don't like me, yeah, then I don't really focus any energy on you.
Wait, don't you think that can shift? Like, yeah, I truly think that at the beginning, me and Erica, the two of us, did not like one another. And I can say with 100% certainty that shifted.
Yeah, but isn't that the nature of the show? We see friendships go up and down. You get to know people. Do you like them? Yeah, maybe not at this moment. Maybe you do next week. But, you know, Shannon's saying she doesn't like Gina because she accused Shannon of masking her divorce with alcohol. To me, that was just Gina's opinion. That was one statement that Gina made that made Shannon in her head go, I don't like you. That's the reason why I don't like you. I mean, I don't feel like that's a valid reason.
It's not enough, but
I do feel when it comes to the show, if anything is said to Shannon about drinking, it's very much a trigger to her to dislike somebody.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually the hardest part of this discussion. Yeah. You know, I think even when we saw leading into this episode where it's like this happened 2 weeks prior to Shannon's, like all of it is just incredibly heartbreaking. I do believe that everybody makes mistakes and clearly this was hers. Mm-hmm. But toppled with bringing up Gina's kids, boldface saying you don't like Gina, all of it, it gave me the ick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, yeah, I feel like, listen, do I think that all three of us on this podcast can do f***ed up things? 100%.
Yeah. There's nobody on the cast that I can say I dislike or hate. Nobody.
Yeah.
No one, mm-hmm, at all. I mean, even the problems with me and Jen, I don't hate her. I don't at all. I don't like what went down the season. I feel bad for some of the things, but I also hold her accountable as well. So, yeah. You know, you don't go on a reality show with all this baggage and think, oh, it's not going to come on the show. No one's going to know.
Well, what about you, Cynthia?
I just feel like with any job, any situation with women, some people are just going to connect with more than others. Some are you're just going to like more than others. It just is what it is. You know, everyone, you know, they don't have to like each other. I think there's a certain respect that has to happen between each other if they're going to coexist on a show like this. But I can honestly say there were definitely times where, you know, I was around people that probably didn't really like me and I didn't really care for them, but I knew.
Did you publicly say
work for them? No, I would never say I don't like this person.
That's my point. Maybe. That was just trying to hurt somebody. That's like, that's not shade. That's like,
it was a horrible thing to say. It was, and it came off hurtful. The way she delivered it was very hurtful. Now they're sitting together and it's like, hey, you know what? I just don't really feel like I've connected with you. It's not that I don't like you, but I don't like where we are and I don't feel any connection to you, which is pretty much basically, you're not my girl. You're not my cup of tea, whatever.
But I also think you say things at the reunion, like my comment back to Jen was defensive, where I say, you're a piece of shit or something like that, or you're a horrible person.
That was hard to.
And I go cheater like that because I knew that bugged her, even though I didn't give a shit about her cheating on her husband. So that part right there, like sometimes you come back with things because you're just pissed off. Because 2 seconds before that, I said, I think you're a wonderful person.
Yeah. It's like, so sometimes, well, I actually asked Emily, I said, what is your biggest regret from this reunion? And she said, my biggest regret is that I allow Heather to annoy me so badly that I lash out at her instead of arguing with her calmly and coolly. If I could have kept my cool with her, I could have gotten my point across better. And I let my anger come out as aggression versus just
Emily, don't stop. That's why you're good TV. Emily is a top tier housewife. She's doing all the things she's supposed to do.
But my then her fa- my la- her other thing that she said to me is, and by the way, let everybody know that Judy is the new Karen.
Okay. I'm going to start using Judy.
Judy.
I don't think I know any Judys.
I know a Judith. Does that count?
Yes.
Either way, then we get into Emily tells Heather that she has no sense of humor. Heather says that is rude. And Emily said it is rude to call her Snuffleupagus. They go back and forth. Okay. I think there's a difference, and tell me if I'm wrong. I think there's a difference between having a sense of humor and also not taking yourself too seriously. I think you can be funny, but also take yourself too seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it was lost in translation here.
Yeah, I think Heather does have a sense of humor 100%. I've spent a lot of time with her. She's funny. But I think what Heather's very sensitive. So little things really, really hurt her. Like one time I asked her, I said, why are you mad? What did you think that I said? Like you said, you know, every episode I said something negative about you. And she said to me, well, you told me to eat. And I went, what? Like that to me was like, you need to eat. Like we're filming and sometimes we don't eat when we film. You need to eat. You need energy.
But the problem is that because of things that have been written online or the things.
But that's what I'm saying. But I don't know that. I don't think that. Like, I'm just saying you need to eat. And so I'm saying my point is, she's sensitive, and maybe because somebody has said to her, you're too thin or you're whatever, and it was a trigger to her. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, that's not what my point was. But so she's very sensitive, very, very sensitive. And well, I think more so this season was more sensitive than I've ever seen her. And she agrees. She's going through a lot.
My favorite quote of this entire reunion was when Emily says that Heather called Tamara an asshole, and Heather goes, she is an asshole. And then turns to Tamara and says, and I love you. And sometimes you are an asshole. And Tamara says, but we were on good terms. I hadn't even been an asshole to yet.
I don't even remember what we were talking about exactly then. But I can't even remember. I don't know if it was. Was it about the coming out of the bathroom and talking to the old producer? And she looked at us and said, get me off this fucking show. I think that's what it
was. It was a little slice of heaven.
Yeah. But it was like, I hadn't even been an asshole to you.
See, and I love that moment because, I mean, true be told, I mean, you definitely are an asshole a lot.
Yeah, I know.
And that actually, for some reason, hits different than me saying, I don't like you. For some reason, perspective. It's like, I'd rather somebody call me an asshole than tell me they just actually don't like me.
Also, did you notice that, like, with the filming, when they were like, asshole, like they panned in on like their mouths, like asshole. I was like, oh my god.
I don't know. Heather has a really expensive vocabulary in general. Like Heather's vocabulary, like a couple of the words, like she, like when she, like when her reads are very much like, okay, let me Google this.
I know she's super smart. That's why I started calling her Fancy Pants years ago. I'm like, I don't need, can you dumb it down? I don't know what you're talking about. Please.
You don't even know how to respond. Like, I'm just like, I don't think I would want to spar with her because I don't even know what she's saying.
Yeah, she's very intelligent.
So smart.
She did have a good way of kind of like, Andy would start a question and then she would finish the question to her favor. I was like, you're good. I don't even know if I'm skipping around, but can we talk
about, I don't know where you're at this point.
I've skipped because I got too excited when Tamara snapped at Andy.
Okay, listen. So he had asked a question that was current. And then he goes and says, like, well, in 2022, you had said things about them. I'm like, really? Let me answer the question. It's like me saying, but Teddy, in 2022, you said something bad about me. Like, I'm like, why are you trying to, like, change this scenario?
What did you say? Like, you said two things, like golf and...
Stop it.
You need to shut up.
You need to shut up. She also said, I think you send dick pics.
But I have that kind of relationship with Andy where I can go back and forth with him afterwards. Yeah. Like, he didn't say a word. Then we were at Watch What Happens Live and Eddie's like, oh, I heard my wife went after you. He goes, that's nothing. Yeah. Like, we laughed about it. There's people out there going, oh, she's going to lose her job now. She went up against Andy. No, that's good.
No, that's how he just texted me yesterday. He loves you.
Yeah.
That he was like, all right. Fair.
It's fair. Well, I had made a point that, you know, when I was off the show, it was okay for Real Housewives of Orange County to continue. They talked about me in every single episode the year I was gone, every single episode. And it was the girls saying things like, she's Satan, she's this, and all these things. So do you think, knowing me, I'm going to sit back and just go, oh, okay, I'm not going to say a word about that? So yeah, I did say things. I absolutely said things. And I told Andy, I go, is that okay? He's like, I get your point now.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Well, I was thinking right when you did it, I was like, shit, has Tamara snapped at me like that yet? I don't think you have.
No, I don't have anything to argue with you about.
Well, let's find something. Do you think I would cry if you did? What would my response be?
It depends. If you're drunk, you just get mean.
True.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. Are you a mean drunk?
She has this where she's funny. Yeah, yeah, fun. And then when it's too much alcohol, it's mean.
Mean.
Mean. Mean. And I know not now, I know not to take it serious. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, we saw it once, but that's, I mean, it's lucky. I get two times a year where I can do it.
I'm a happy and then a very sleepy drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy, sloppy, sleepy. Happy, sloppy, sleepy.
I don't know. We also saw napkin throwing.
I didn't like that.
Happy, sloppy, mean, sleepy. How's that?
wait, Tamara, what is your biggest regret of the season coming back? What is your biggest regret?
I think probably the, you know, how in detail the Jen stuff got and how it just got repetitive. That was like, I should have just said my piece, said whatever, and just let it go. I think throwing the napkin in her face was probably that, like, the best thing. When she said to me, like, I had the hots for her boyfriend, I'm like, no, sweetie. I have a pretty hot husband.
In the moment when you threw the napkin, because I couldn't talk to you about this stuff during filming. When you threw the napkin, did you notice in the moment, shit, I just really screwed this up? Or we were like, not in the moment.
I was too drunk. And part of my problem was the season as I drank too much. And as you know, I'm like, I'm not much of a drinker. Like,
and I love that you're owning that thing. That's such a real thing. And for me, like, one of my biggest regrets, 100% on the 11 years I did Atlanta, is when I actually kicked Portia. Like, I still to this day, like, hate. And I was drinking too. We're on the boat and you know, I had been eating and I was going through whatever I was going through. And till this day, that's like, how did I let myself do that? And thank God we were able to just get on the other side of it really quickly and move on. But that is 100% would go down as my biggest regret.
I think all in all, we saw the positives of every single woman on Orange County, and we also saw some negatives for each one of them, which is where I think, you know, you have a dynamic cast. Mm-hmm. And I think towards the end, when Tamara and Heather kind of have their moment, and Tamara says she's always loved Heather and it's very difficult to not have Heather in her life, and Tamara says she wants to move forward, and then Heather says something along the lines of like, you're my housewife vampire, where like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get it wrong, but like, you suck my blood, and then I, you know, whatever it may be.
She's been telling me that from day one for 10 years or however long it's been I've known her.
But I actually think it's truth. I think that you guys are so different, but also so similar in certain ways.
Yeah.
That it really makes dynamic television. It doesn't feel like a television friendship, even though you guys aren't always in the best place. Like, you guys are actually trying to be the most authentic that you can be. And your most authentic self will sometimes drive each other freaking mad.
I think we've never had a problem. We've always had a really good friendship. I think coming back, knowing, you know, not knowing where my place was, knowing that those things were said on the podcast, and then hearing from other cast members that, you know, what was said about me from her, it really spun my head. And of course, I'm coming back and I want to make a statement. You know, this show, I'm not saying I'm coming back just to make a statement, but you're a little bit more heightened, just a little bit. And I think that, you know, these are things that you have in your back pocket that you're like, you know, what are we doing? What are we talking about? Do you like me? Do you not like me? Like, we went over this a million times. So now I don't think we'll ever go back to that. We're going to lunch next week. I'm going to LA, hopefully seeing one of her two houses that she bought in LA, hopefully both of them. And just, you know, taking it back to where it was.
Who do you think dislikes you the most?
Jen, probably. But I think Jen knows I'm right. You know, Jen reached out to Taylor to ask how I was. And, you know, she could have easily reached out to me directly. She knows I would never like go off on her, even though she probably was afraid, because she knows that her and Ryan both have been going after me in the press. And, you know, as much as I don't like it and it's coming out of left field, I don't understand it. It's not the best look for her.
I really wish Jen had a spoken up more in the season about like I would have liked to have seen you guys like go through all this more on camera, because the friendship was very, very confusing for me. And what, you know, the reason why I was kind of like, you know, team Jen a lot in the end was because she said it, and once, you know, everybody made it clear that this guy was, you guys didn't think that he was a great guy for her, I felt like I never saw scenes where Jen was asking for you guys' opinions in the first place. Like, it wasn't like she was like sitting there going, oh my God, what do you guys think? Do you guys think he's awful? What should I do? Like, I never saw a scene where she seemed like she actually wanted
any feedback.
Yeah, other than her scenes with Ryan, she really didn't get into the mix much at all.
Well, I think
didn't have a lot to say to any of the girls.
Well, I think
didn't she talk about it with Gina a little bit, or they talked about something else? I can't. Oh,
well, remember Gina was really upset because she cheated and all those things. I think we have to understand who Jen is outside of a relationship with Ryan, because that's all we have seen. Yeah. So only seeing if you only see me and Edwin together, you're going to see 50% of who I am. But if you see me outside of my relationship with that, I'm not going to say I'm a different person, but you're going to see a whole nother layer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you only see somebody through somebody else's eyes and what you want, you know, people to see, it's not authentic. And that's what I think we're missing. I want her to.
That's, you know what, that's such a good point, because when I came on with Peter, my husband, who I married my first season on the show, Peter has a very big TV personality. I got drowned by him. Like, you know, it was like, I was like, oh my God, you know, Cynthia doesn't have a voice. She doesn't have this, whatever. Because he was just such a strong personality. He was always like barking all the time and like, you know, making, you know, his two cents known. And that was at a time where the men really weren't even doing that on the show.
Yeah.
So he like definitely came in hot, but that's just who he is. And it just made me, on one hand, I guess people are like, oh my God, it's so, you know, they would think, well, he's helping her be, you know, important on the show. But at the same time, it was hurting me at the same time, because people didn't have a voice. Or I was weak because, you know, it felt like he was kind of running a lot of things. So it could go either way with that whole thing. And I feel like the Brian thing definitely outshadowed who, you know,
who, whatever it is we're watching at this point. Yeah. And I think if she can come in and possibly build a real relationship with somebody on the show, I think there is a future for her. But I think right now she's just dabbing her feet wherever, like, you know, wherever she can.
I'd like to see her.
I think, unfortunately, what's going on in social media and things I've heard, I think that she's going to want to come back this season, continuing this, you know, this, all this stuff about Ryan. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not going there. I said what I had to say. I'm done with it. Move on.
We don't even want to see too much more.
I know, nobody, but I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think you just say, I don't care. You guys are happy. You're happy. Yeah. I don't want to hear another word about it.
Yeah.
And then if you need me when he cheats again, I'm here.
Like, you guys seriously have to close it in the first episode and be like, okay, sit down, have that drink, go on the boat. You guys love to go on boats and stuff. Have a conversation. Done. It's done. And then we hear no more about it. And then she has to show us some other stuff, like 100.
Yeah.
But I would like to see her get a second season, because first season's hard. Like, you just don't know what you're doing, honestly. And then Ryan picked up so much of her story that, you know, we were just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Like I said, like, if you're happy, then, you know, more power to you. And I hope to see another side of you guys, because what I've
not you guys, just her. We don't need to know so much about him. I don't watch the Housewives to watch the husbands.
He thinks he's a cast member, like a full blown cast member.
Well, he should have shown up to the reunion, because if you're a cast member and you don't come to the reunion, you get fired.
I know. Could you imagine every episode?
They called him. Like, they literally added Peter to our lineup.
I know. Could you imagine me and Eddie after every episode going, let's recap this episode. What do you think, Eddie? He would rather poke his eyeballs out.
Look, Peter was right there. They had him right there the whole time. And I was like, I mean, he gave him the nickname Patricia. It was like crazy. And it's, so for the next 10 years,
that's
what it was. It was just crazy.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, I had so much fun with you. Cynthia, we appreciate you stepping in and doing all that you do. We want you to keep coming on with us. And Tamara, thank you so much for entertaining us this season.
Oh, I'm so glad it's over, guys.
Yes. We needed you back. It.
No, you definitely killed it. The season would not have been the same without you. Even when I was like, oh man, what is happening? Like, it's like, you know, it just moved the season. And I'm hooked. I'm invested in you guys, regardless of whether I recap or not.
She's going to keep watching whether she's getting paid.
I got to see what's going to happen.
So. Oh, I'm ready for some peace.
Yes. Bye, guys. Yes. Good luck. Good luck with that peace, Tamara.
Well, yes. Now I just have to deal with you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.